All right, we are now joined by our poll winner for tomorrow's Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400, Kyle Larson, driver of the number 5 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. Kyle, before we open it up to questions, why don't you just take us through your lap?
It was a pretty intense qualifying session. I felt like the track was really slick in practice, and then you're having to kind of talk to yourself before you make your lap of, you know, knowing that you have to commit even more than you did in practice to go fast is difficult. But, and then you just the lap itself, first round and second round, was both, you know, just there's moments where you have grip and then, you know, moments where you're like, man, I'm going to crash. So it's pretty intense from behind the wheel, but always great when you can, you know, accomplish a pole and feel like you can beat your confidence a little bit.
All right, we'll go ahead and start off with Justin and then Bob. Oh, Justin, turn it on.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. Kyle, what's it like right now going through this phase of Hendrick Motorsports hitting so many different milestones across all the drivers, really? Obviously, you know, you weren't there at the start. Hendrick Motorsports probably going to be around for a lot longer, a lot more milestones to come. But in this moment now, over the last, 8, 9 months, what's that like to be a part of that? What's the atmosphere like at the shop with all these milestones?
Yeah, no, it's pretty neat. And whenever you can be kind of the guy, I guess, to know that your name is going to be next to that milestone number, it's pretty special. And you know, like, when I was able to be a part of that win, 269, like, it just, like, you feel the excitement and the happiness from Rick and everybody who's been a part of the organization for a long time. And then, being out there on the opposite side of things, you know, with William winning 300 last year, like, here at Texas, like, I was obviously super bummed because, you know, I was dominating the race and lost, but at the same point, I was really happy for the team. And even last week, you know, I'm obviously bummed I didn't win, but super, super happy for the team. And, you know, especially this year being the 40th season for Hendrick Motorsports, and it's kind of, yeah, definitely weird. Like, there's these milestones that are all kind of coming up right now, and you're just cool to get 250, and you'll feel like I'm contributing to to the record books at Hendrick.
And not just for Hendricks, but also for the Drive for Diversity program. 52 poles now for all of them, but lots of different milestones for that. Especially over the last few weeks, we've seen a lot of the graduates get their first win with Raja and then getting their first pole with Nick Sanchez. So what's that like to see that program now finally seeing the fruits of its labor and the success that it's reaping from all of that investment to the Drive for Diversity graduates?
Yeah, I think I kind of touched on it maybe last week. I think it got brought up, and same thing, you know, it's really cool to see it all paying off. And I think now you're seeing it pay off because, you know, these diversity drivers are in really good equipment. So you need good equipment in this sport, but it takes a large investment, and they've been able to do that here lately. It seems the last few years has, you know, helped get their drivers in some good stuff. So it's awesome, and I definitely always cheer those drivers on, and when they can get a pole or get a win, it's definitely good for the program.
Let's go to Bob.
Chris, Fox Sports. I'm curious, like, between now and when you have to go over to dirt track, are you focused on the race tomorrow? Is there a lot of debrief, or are you able to take a nap, or do you have to go over and do, I mean, I know you mainly race, but is there any, like, administrative stuff or, like, official High Limits team owner stuff that you need to do?
No, we'll have our debrief here in a couple minutes to talk about today, and I think I have maybe like an autograph suggestion here in a little bit, and just normal stuff. So no, I everything's pretty well handled on the High Limit side. I really just, when it's race day, I'm just a driver. So no, I don't really go. I'll say hi to all of them, but no, there's nothing I need to do on the administrative side. And then same thing with the 57 sprint car. Like, everything's pretty well handled there. And just show up and go to the driver's meeting, and then hop in the car for engine heat and go race and cross my fingers and hope I do good. I've got two young kids here. Owen's back in North Carolina right now, so I don't think I'll be very bored with them. They'll have me doing something crazy.
Clem Brakeville, Nexstar Media. Listening to a bunch of interviews leading up to this race, I heard people mention that pit stalls and starting position being even more important here in Texas. Is it important to you, and how exciting is it to do as well as you did on the pole going into the race?
Well, I think in the next-gen stuff, qualifying is very important because of just track position and it being much harder to pass than it used to be. As far as pit stalls and stuff, this is a pretty one of the easier pit roads, I feel like. You know, it's wide, the stalls are not too small, so it's not too bad. As long as, you know, you don't get stuck at, like, say you qualified bad and then you have to pick a stall in between two good cars and you're also a good car. Like Kyle Busch probably have a rough day on pit road tomorrow, you know. But it's just, you try and put an emphasis on qualifying for sure these days.
Do we have any additional questions for Kyle? We're going to go right up here to Reed Spencer.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Going back and forth between a cup car and a sprint car is routine for you, but how about going back and forth between the Indy car and the cup car? Is that more difficult basically because of the different characteristics of the car?
I don't really think it is that different anymore. So I'm not sure. I just think with my experience of just driving different cars, maybe I just adapt quicker than others might, bouncing back and forth. But this week, the track was so gripped up at Indy that you're just kind of driving around the track. It wasn't ever sketchy feeling, or at least hopefully it never gets that way. But it's fine. I think the biggest thing for me going from a cup car to an Indy car is just remembering what all the buttons and stuff on the steering wheel do. That's really the biggest thing so far. Like, I always, every time I get in, I'm like, okay, what is this weight jacker left versus right do, you know, moving the bar forward versus rearward, like, what does that do? Like, I just have to get reminded of that, it seems, every time I get back in it.
Any final questions for Kyle? All right, congrats on the pole and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.